I call this meeting of the Ad Hoc Chief of Staff, Special Counsel, and Board Search Committee to order. Can we have roll call?
Chair Carter.
Here.
Vice Chair Geddes. Regent Brooks.
Here.
Regent Del Carlo.
Here.
Regent Moran.
Here.
Regent Perkins.
Here.
You do have a quorum.
Thank you. Do we have any public comment in Las Vegas? I don't think we do. Do we have public comment in Reno?
We do.
Kent Ervin, ERVIN, State President of the Nevada Faculty Alliance. Good afternoon, Chair Carter, Regents, and Search Committee members. The Chief of Staff position is important for the smooth functioning of the Board of Regents. Among the listed qualifications is expertise in Robert's Rules of Order. That is not necessarily a typical skill set for an attorney, but it is essential to help the board have efficient and productive meetings and to give every regent their full opportunity for input and influence and to avoid conflicts. The parliamentary procedures and Robert's rules are intended to allow a civil discussion leading to a decision, even in situations where the members of the board very strongly disagree. More generally, the chief of staff should be able to provide guidance to the board of regents on strong and effective governance neutrally without influencing decisions. Please look for those qualities among the applicants. Finally, if you do not find the ideal candidate with both the chief of staff skills and the special counsel's skills, you still have the ability to recommend a separation of those duties with a board secretary and using an attorney on retainer, or else using a deputy attorney general, as do other state boards and commissions. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there any other public comment in Reno?
I have public comment to read.
Yes, please.
Seville Seaton. Hello, I am a student at UNLV and currently wrapping up summer classes. Will SU grading be offered for summer and fall 2021? The next one is from Rita Fidel. I request an option to be provided for SU grading for summer 2021 because of the following reasons: challenges and dramatic changes posed by remote learning, inability to work and study in person for labs, lectures, and study groups, personal setbacks caused by the COVID-19 pandemic, COVID-19 virus getting to our students or their loved ones. An option for SU grading will brighten the lives of myself and countless NC students alike who attend college in Nevada. The benefits will bring opportunities for advancement of education for more students, an ability to continue other classes that require a prerequisite taken during summer, make it out of a dark time with hope for a better future, aka not fall into a depression or develop anxiety, apply for advanced standing, especially if the classes they took this summer were the last of their requisites and they were offered the first time in summer, this summer of 2021, my story. Numerous other reasons that other students can relate to because I can't speak for everyone. Lastly, the remote classes will mostly be gone and will become in person again this new school year of 2021-2022. So this should hopefully be the last time the SU grading will be needed. That is all.
Thank you. So we'll move on to item number two, approval of minutes. And I think Regent Del Carlo had some corrections or changes that she wanted to propose.
Thank you very much, Chair Carter. I can't remember your name. Okay, it's on page, I think it's 7. There's a statement that says, oh gosh, I got too many things open in front of me. What does it say, Angela? That first, it's the second sentence. It starts with Regent Del Carlo. It said I clarified the way I read that, it looked like I was clarifying something back to 2015, and I wasn't on the board then. So I wanted to say Regent Del Carlo acknowledged Interim Chief of Staff Nicola Juski's clarification that the committee reviewed the semifinalist applications in 2015. Okay? Because the way it reads right now, it looks, I took it as that I was there in 2015, but I wasn't. So that's why I wanted that change. And I sent my change to Angela, if it's approved. That's all.
Is that a motion as well? Motion to approve with your change?
Yes, thank you.
Do we have a second?
A second motion.
Second it.
Okay, second, Regent Brooks. We'll do a roll call vote.
Chair Carter?
Yes.
Vice Chair Geddes?
Aye.
Regent Brooks?
Yes.
Regent Del Carlo?
Yes.
Regent Moran?
I'm a yes.
Regent Perkins. Regent Perkins, are you there? Motion is approved.
Thank you. So we'll move on to item number three, Chair's report. So we did get some applications, which we'll go over in item four. And we have six finalists that we're presenting here. We had seven. One dropped out for an OML reason. And that's all of my report for right now. So we'll move on to item four, overview of the applicant pool with Sherry Olson.
Good afternoon, committee members. I'm here to give a report on how the search was conducted thus far. On July 3rd, the position was posted internally and externally through our Workday system, as well as on our NSHE career page. Following that, on July 6th, the position was posted on several external sites, including Diversity Jobs, Chronicle of Higher Ed, DEETER, and other stakeholders along those lines, State Bar of Nevada, Higher Ed Jobs, Indeed, and LinkedIn. The position was open through July 30th, at which time it closed, and a review for minimum qualifications occurred. We received 27 total candidates. 11 of those candidates were determined to meet the minimum qualifications. As Chair Carter just indicated, 7 were determined to be semifinalists, and one has withdrawn. Today, you will review six candidates' materials. And that is my report.
Regent Brooks?
Hi. I just have a question about the process in terms of the posting itself. The way that I understand it was that there was an initial posting, and that posting had called for part-time, and then the posting was changed so that it reflected a full-time position. Was that something that you had that was brought to your attention or that you noticed? I'm not sure who had initially posted it and then made a repost, and I'm just trying to get clarification on what the time frame was in that.
I guess that'd be a question.
Thank you. I'm taking a look at the records. I believe that error was caught before it was posted to any of the external. So on the 3rd, it was posted internally on the Workday site and on our career site, at which time the error was detected and corrected, and then it went forward to all of the other locations.
Okay, thank you. So then internally it was posted but then corrected on the very same day, which would have been the 3rd.
That is correct, yes.
Okay, thank you for clarifying that for me.
Okay, and the 3rd was a Saturday. So we'll move on to item number 5, review of semifinalist candidates. I think originally at our last meeting, we'd said maybe 2 to 3 finalists from this list would move forward for interviews. And we can just start the discussion with whoever would like to start us off. Anybody want to start us off, Regent?
Well, you Moran? Know, chair, through the chair, obviously, Chair Carter. This, again, Regent Moran for the record. And looking at the candidates that have been publicly noticed, I know that we had a number that that had applied, and now we have several for consideration. I don't really want to get into the why I don't like a candidate. I'd rather stay focused on why I do like a candidate. You know, I've been a practicing lawyer, as most of you, as my colleagues know, for 21 years, 20 years plus, I think. And having practiced law all these years, I have come across, the retention of lawyers from time to time, and paralegals and law clerks, and I've been the managing partner of the firm at various times, and so I understand the process, and I really feel like I have a pretty good idea. I feel like I have my finger on the pulse of what we should be looking at in terms of our representation for us, our exclusive representative. When I was on the Ethics Commission, we had a very similar situation as we have here with the board, which is many boards and commissions through the state of Nevada, they do have the Attorney General, and they have a division or a unit that represents different boards and commissions throughout the state. Examples would be Gaming Commission, Athletic Commission, Wildlife Commission, and so on and so forth. The Ethics Commission was the most similar to the Board of Regents situation here, because we're looking for somebody who is not with the Attorney General's office to represent us as a board and commission in the state of Nevada. I did have a chance to go through all 6 of the individuals, and I feel like I could support one that I've worked with before. I've worked with this individual in the past. I've worked with this individual many, many years back, this individual is definitely experienced and would be a good fit. Mr. Chairman, what I would ask you to do is to consider going back and opening up the search to additional candidates. I feel that that I think that it would behoove us to make the right decision here. This is it's a very important decision for us as the board. Carrie, I have a quick question. How many years had Dean Gould been practicing law at his departure from the board? Do we know how long he had been practicing law in the state of Nevada? It was like 30 years, 40 years.
We can't discuss that. We don't have a waiver, a signed waiver.
So anyway, I'm sorry. I didn't know just offhand if we knew, or maybe we could just look on the state bar's website and find out and take judicial notice of it. But, I think that we're at a position right now, Mr. Chairman, where I think we've got to make certain that this decision is the right decision. And I think that sometimes making hasty decisions, I would feel remiss not to say that if we were to give ourselves a little bit more time, that maybe we could find someone who would be the absolute perfect fit for this particular position, because it is a very important position. I mean, it's our lawyer. if we get sued, this is who's going to be giving us advice. This is the individual that's going to be, you know, holding our hands through disclosure and abstention, is going to be holding our hands in terms of open meeting law and litigation. And when we get sued, you know, whether or not we have to hire independent counsel. So this is a very, very important hire, I think, for the system. With that, I think that again, I can support one of the individuals that are on the list, but I think that we should make, I would say, open the list up and solicit more applications and give more time to see if others would apply. And then my other consideration would be considering opening it up to folks that also live up in the north. And the reason why I say that is that the practice of law in the last, I'd say, 5 years, let's just set the COVID situation aside for a minute. But going back 5 years and with technology in the legal business, you know, I find myself working probably 80% via Zoom even before COVID and the lockdowns associated with that. I found myself working, you know, with folks, you know, in the Far East, overseas in Europe, in the Latin Americas. And much of my work as a lawyer, as a practicing lawyer, has been, you know, via some sort of a remote technology that allows folks not to have to meet in person. And then pushing that forward, segueing that forward into COVID-19 coming down, and that even made it more so, where, you know, we were utilizing technology to be able to host the best available option to an in-person meeting. And so for that reason, I feel that having somebody in the north, I don't think that would be a prohibition to us being well represented. I think that if we were to open it up, which is A for me, and then B, including the ability to have somebody from the north apply for this position, again, with the way that the legal business has changed dramatically and then even further changing as a result of this virus that's taking on lots of different forms as we see, and we're having a little spike, I don't think that would interrupt the day-to-day business of the board, and I think that it would be a miscalculation if we weren't, I think it would be a miscalculation on our behalf if we were not to include a pool that included both Southern and Northern Nevadans. This is a state board, and I think that would give us a chance of having a bigger pool of candidates to choose from, and more that I feel that I could push forward to the full commission for a final consideration.
Thank you, Regent Moran. Can we go to Regent Perkins to kind of add on or share some thoughts as well?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Apologies, I am in my car, so, and having connection issues. So I guess I do agree with Regent Moran about opening up and perhaps extending the search, just so that we can have the most a great pool to pull from and not eliminate people just because of their location. I also feel that it gives me pause when there was a mistake in the original listing that went on our website. That gives me pause also, because I know if I look for a job and I look at the first posting and it says part-time, or I'm not going to go back and check it to see if they changed to full-time. That's just not how, you know, job postings work. I understand it was an internal posting, but once again, we had people internally looking at it and didn't apply because it, or might not have applied because it was possibly extend the search or maybe start a new one if it's not too much of a difficulty, or if it's this body's will.
Okay, thank you. Regent Del Carlo.
Thank you, Chair Carter. I have to agree with my colleagues there, Regent Moran and Regent Perkins both. I think we should not put a limitation on the location for the various reasons Regent Moran eloquently said. Shouldn't matter where you live today. We've just proved that for the last 18 months that you can live just about anywhere, zoom in and be there. And, you know, we all are on the Southwest bus back and forth when we need to be. But I just think I want to remind everybody that two special counsels back, since I don't have permission to say the person's name in public, was from the North and did the job admirably, from what I understand. And then the next person was in the South, and it shouldn't matter where they live. So I do agree with that. And I have to agree, I didn't know there was an error. Thank you, Regent Brooks, for bringing that up on the posting. And I just think it wouldn't hurt. I don't think these people that are semifinalists should be impacted at all. I just open it up a little more. We may have a couple more. I think didn't we originally say to have up to, did I say 10? Wasn't it? Didn't we say talk about that? I don't remember that part, but we can make it a bigger pool. I don't have a problem with that. And I really think that we need to think about what our criteria is going to be, how we're going to rate these people. Because I have never done this in public like this, making a semifinalist. I didn't vote for this process, but, you know, it was a majority. And how are we going to, I mean, as Regent Moran said, I mean, talk about who you like, don't talk about what you don't like, but it's really difficult to do this in a public setting. So thank you, Regent Carter.
And we do have a rating sheet. Maybe I can get with staff. We can look at that same rating sheet to share out and publicly do that next time around. Regent Brooks.
Hey, thank you, Chair Carter. So what I'd like to offer is that the applicants that we have right now have gone through the process of getting to where they are. It was our intention to have them go through the HR department and then be filtered down so that we have the seven that we have. Today's objective was to whittle that down to three. I feel a little bit like it's doing a disservice to not whittle it down to at least three. If it's less than that, I guess okay, but if we're going to whittle this down and then call for more applicants so that we have a bigger pool to choose from, I don't object to that, but I strongly suggest that it has to be an outside agency that does it. There are plenty of really solid headhunting agencies that we could probably choose from, and that should be a direction that we go in. The location of the attorney, I think, does matter. Regardless of where we sit inside a pandemic, the system office that is active is here. And we need someone who's going to be in the office or has the capability of being in the office on a daily basis. I think we're doing the process a disservice if we assume that we are going to continue and everybody is going to be on this work from home model, and there won't be a need for somebody to come in and actually get some things done from a task perspective that's going to require, you know, interpersonal conversation. And sometimes when you're doing things like that, particularly conversations, they should be from office to office, person to person, and not necessarily emails and Skype and Zoom and telephone calls. And so I'm more in the arena that whoever we bring in for the attorney has to be here. Now, I'm not saying that we shouldn't open it up, certainly, to folks in Reno. I think that's fantastic. The caveat to that would be that the person who is in Reno would have to accept an assignment that relocates them to Las Vegas. And if they're willing to relocate, then I don't see anything wrong with being able to have a pool of folks to choose from Reno. I think that makes sense. I mean, certainly there are plenty of opportunities that exist that somebody does have to move from the location that they're at to seek. And so I think this is one of those positions that requires hands-on, especially with the amount of work that we've got to do and the need for the attorney. I think we need somebody who's here. And I think that's about all I've got to say with that. Thank you.
Thank you. A moment of personal privilege here. Just 1 second. Thank you. So I guess I'm hearing that we would like to reopen the search, and that can definitely be part of the motion. So I guess the part that I want to get down to is, do we want to try to reduce this list of candidates that we have today on top of opening the search again?
Chair Carter, I can answer that if you like. I mean, if you want my opinion on that, again, through the chair. I think that we probably should keep all applicants.
Can you speak a little closer to the mic there?
I think that we should probably keep all applicants on the same level playing field and not make any selections today if it's the thoughts of the commission to move forward with an expansion of the search. So I could probably make a motion to hold this particular item for some period of time to consider expanding the search, adding candidates, and not just from the Reno area. My thoughts are is to solicit folks from anywhere in Nevada. So whether that's Elko, where our chair lives, or that's Washoe or any of the other counties, being Nye or Clark, I think that anyone in the state of Nevada should have an opportunity to apply for this position to be considered. And I think that if that's the first item that's considered, Mr. Chairman, then all of these other items kind of can be taken care of with regards to the notification that you ultimately send out with what it is that we're doing. But I'd hate to take this in pieces because I would hate to see us, for some reason, make selections today, add other candidates that haven't been considered today, and then maybe the candidates that we have considered somehow have been placed in a preferential queuing process, or at least have that perception. But that's my thought on that.
Okay, another moment of personal privilege here. I've got one more question. So I just asked the opinion if the way that was agendized today, if we could change the parameters of the listing And Ms. Rawson, would you mind sharing the legal opinion there?
Tina Russ, I'm Deputy General Counsel for System Admin. Keeping in mind the scope of the parameters for the board's consideration is limited by NRS 241. The way it's agendized is that the committee can discuss and assess the semifinalist candidates and may take action to select finalists. So that's somewhat of a limited scope. I do not believe we have properly agendized resetting parameters. So if that's the direction of the board, my recommendation would be that it be addressed in new business and agendized properly so that public comment and further discussion can occur on it.
Okay. So, Mr. Chairman, if to the board's satisfaction, would it be appropriate to suggest that we hold item number 5 in abeyance and we consider a renotice in new business item number 6?
Well, I believe we can actually, under item 5, if there was a motion, we could reopen the search. The part that we couldn't do is go back and change the job description to say from Las Vegas-based to being Nevada without having it agendized. Is that correct?
So the way that I read the agenda item is that there could be a motion that requests to reopen for consideration additional candidates. In terms of changing the job description, location, things of that sort, I believe that would need to be readdressed through new business.
Okay, again, Mr. Chairman, the only issue that I have is I'm hearing two of my colleagues on the committee, along with myself, making the recommendation that we expand the search to allow all Nevadans to participate in the application process and the vetting process, whatever that looks like. So if we were to go down that direction, is that something that would not be accomplished with the discussion that we just had relative to the way that the item is currently couched in this particular item, number 5?
Tina Russ, I'm Deputy General Counsel for the record. There could be a motion to reopen the agenda item with some direction to the chair to reconsider some of the qualifications or the location. But I think we have to be really careful with going too far into that discussion because it's just not agendized.
Okay.
Regent Brooks.
Yeah, Mr. Chair, so the concerns that I have is that the board had approved this in June. As the board, the entirety of the board approved that the location for this position would be in Las Vegas. And now that we're in a subcommittee, I just want to make sure that what Regent Moran is reiterating is true in the fact that you have heard several regents on board with the possibility of opening this up in terms of the search, which I'm not opposed to. However, the location is Las Vegas. And so if the motion is going to be to open up the search and we're going to add something in there, we just want to confirm that even while we're obviously opening this for anybody in the state of Nevada who would like to apply for the position, if they're accepted and brought in for the interview process, they should be aware that they'll be serving the job posting here in Las Vegas. And I just want to make sure that that's clarified as we move forward. Thank you.
Regent Perkins. Regent Perkins, are you there? Do we lose her? Regent Perkins? Okay. We'll come back if Regent Perkins reappears or we can hear her again. So I think the first motion needs to be, if we're going to open the search again, if somebody wants to make that motion or feels comfortable making that motion.
I think my motion, and just Mr. Chairman, again, Regent Moran for the record, just quick clarification to my colleague, Commissioner Brooks, Regent Brooks, just a quick clarification. I want to make sure that you know that I haven't spoken to anyone about, just from what I've heard in this public meeting, in terms of, you know, hearing from others speaking, that maybe there might be a flavor to expand the search to all Nevadans. I understand the caveat that you have, which is that you don't want that position to not include a provision that would require a move wherever they were in the state. That the only thing for me is that I wouldn't be able to support that, because I think that the remote representation would greatly satisfy the roles and responsibilities of this particular position with the board. What my motion would be, Mr. Chairman, with all due respect, and I think this might get us to where we need to be today, at least get heading in the right direction to figure out ultimately where we are today. I would make a motion to amend item 5 to expand the search to all Nevadans without any limitation as to where they decide to reside, so long as it's in the state of Nevada. And that would be my motion. Now, maybe the Deputy Attorney General or our counsel can help craft or at least get that motion to a form that's workable. Maybe you might have a suggestion on that. And through the chair.
Counsel?
Tina Russom, Deputy General Counsel for the record. Just if I can have a clarifying question for you first. So the job description specifically listed that it was open to anyone within the country. The parameter, though, was that the job description required Las Vegas as the actual work location. So I want to clarify with you is that your intent is to motion to reopen the position of the position and not have a job or not have a specific location for that individual, that as long as they're residing within Nevada.
So, Regent Moran, through the chair, of course, my thoughts, what would be the best case scenario for me would be to have a situation where you allowed applicants, all applicants, to apply, and that the requirement for the applicant that takes the job must reside in the state of Nevada, not make it a Southern Nevadan seat. So if somebody wants to take the job and they're from the Far East, they take the job knowing that they have to move to the state of Nevada to take this job. I think that would also open up the pool to folks that don't see this as having that condition precedent, and I think it would add more volume to the search. So, and I don't want to limit it, because again, we've seen what the search has given us. We were looking for somewhere around 7 to 10. I had suggested 5. We got 7 to 10, and now we've come back and we have 6. I think that if the original intent was to have somewhere greater than 7, 8, 9, 10, I think we've got to get real and open it up to people in the state that can live wherever they decide they want to live. And that's just my thoughts.
Regent Brooks.
So with all due respect to my colleague, Regent Moran, the motion is off for me, just because the way that this was initially posted was anywhere USA, right? And the fact that the board, not the subcommittee, the board had already opened the discussion and had the discussion that this would be a posting that would go out, but the location would be in Las Vegas. I don't feel as though sitting in the subcommittee right now that we can, I'm not comfortable moving against what the board had already decided to do in terms of the location of the position of the job, right? And so then essentially as a subcommittee, now we're saying, hey, listen, board, awesome that you guys came up with this, that we voted on it. However, we're gonna make some changes. I'm more comfortable with staying with what the board had already discussed and voted on. And if there's we're gonna do this again, then let's do it differently so that it's an outside agency that's actually doing the headhunting. And not the way that it was done before. Hopefully we get a better result, right? So that's kind of my feelings on that. And then in terms of what we do with the candidates, if the initial intent was to already whittle it down, I'm not opposed to going through who do we think of the applicants that we have right now that we can put in a hold pattern so that they don't feel like their time was wasted during this process, right? In other words, not everybody's gonna make it because they were gonna be reduced today anyhow. Let's let those folks go. So that if they wanna continue another pursuit or do anything, they're not hanging out and waiting to see what happens with this position because we're starting to change things and open it up. And that's kind of the way I feel about
Chairman,
that.
If I can just respond just briefly. Again, Regent Moran through the chair. This is the thing. I see the original application and the spirit of the application was that we were looking to get 10 individuals that we could consider. I mean, that was essentially what we had intended doing, and now we have 6. So I think that the idea is that if we were to open this up and took away the limitation, number one, I don't think that we need to spend money on a national search. Because I think that the folks that would not consider the move to the South and would not consider the application process because they couldn't make that move, that would put us in a position where I think that we would get to that number 10, or that 8 to 10 number for consideration. So I think that we would have more people to consider. And I think that would accomplish the original spirit of our conversation. So what I would think we should do is, I think that we keep the candidates on the side. I think those candidates have already made it. I just think that we open it up to add more candidates. And if we have to renotice it, then we renotice it. And we've got open meeting laws, and that's only going to take us 3 business days, so that shouldn't be that difficult. And it sounds like we need a little clarity on the notification anyway. And why not give people a chance? And the best part about it is that we've got Carrie in the meantime who could do this job in her sleep. So I think that... I think that we should not be so quick to move forward with this. And those are just my thoughts.
Chair McAdoo, I believe in Reno, has a comment.
Thank you, Chair Carter. I am actually just wanting to make it public that when you've seen me going back and forth, I'm the only regent in the room, and I'm going to the back to talk to SCS because Regent Perkins is notifying me she is not able to get on to the call, and she's trying to. I don't know if she's on yet, but SCS has given her the phone number to call in, and I just wanted to make you aware. Thank you. Oh, she's on now. Perfect. Thank you.
Thank you. Regent Perkins? did you have a comment?
No, I didn't, actually.
Okay.
I wanted to hear the rest of the comments from the other regents, and I was kind of, that's been the whole problem that I've been trying to get in. So thank you. I'm here.
Okay, so we have a motion that we need to decide if it's an okay motion or not.
So would the motion...
Regent Perkins, can you restate that motion?
So, and again, Regent Moran through the chair. The motion would be to take no action on number 5, item number 5 as noticed, and to ask that this matter be referred back in new business item number 6 to discuss new parameters for moving this search forward. That's the motion that I have, and that would be a motion that would hopefully be consistent with the spirit of the original, thoughts of the search committee. And I also think that it would give us ample opportunity to make sure that the pool is of the size that we had originally considered. We need to get the right person.
Counsel.
Tina Russ, I'm Deputy General Counsel, for the record. So, Regent Moran, I'm interpreting your motion to be to table number 5 and to move to reopen the candidate pool and to request that the full board agendize reconsideration of the job description and location. Is that your motion?
Again, Regent Moran, through the chair, my thoughts would be is to vacate item number 5 and then consider a new notification in new business under item number 6.
So are you making a motion to take no action on number 5?
Yes, so my motion, again, Regent Moran through the chair, my motion is to take no action on item number 5.
Okay. If you're unmuted, please mute whoever that is on the phone call there. And we would need a second. So is there a second to Regent Moran's motion?
Regent Perkins, I'll second that to take no action on number 5.
Was that a second? Yes?
Okay. I didn't hear what Regent Perkins said. He's in the background. It's really difficult to hear.
Yeah, if you're unmuted, please mute yourself. It sounds like there's some background noise on Blue Jeans. So we have a motion and a second. That motion is to take no action on item number 5. And we'll do a roll call vote.
Chair Carter.
No.
Vice Chair Geddes.
No.
Regent Brooks.
No.
Regent Del Carlo.
Yes.
Regent Moran.
Yes.
Regent Perkins.
Yes.
The motion carries.
So,
well, now we're going to get.
Is that correct, Tina? Legal.
I do not believe that the motion carried. I've got 3 yays and 3 nays.
So then when we revote, or since it didn't pass, we would need a new motion?
So if I could, well, Mr. Chairman, again, Regent Moran, so what would happen now is that we would essentially hear from one of the no votes to the motion that just went down in flames, and we'll likely have the same vote, which is a 3-3, and item number 5 will basically will go as no action, and we'll go to number 6 as a deferral under Robert's rules.
I'm happy to say why I voted no. I would like for the search to be reopened immediately if you're wanting to add applicants. If we need to have a special meeting to revise the description, I think we could revise that description later, but we lose a couple weeks or a week to revise that, and I think there's no reason why we couldn't go on and open the search. Anybody else? I don't think I have anybody in my queue.
Chair Carter, if I may?
Yes, please.
All right. Having IT issues here. I think the original parameters that we had at the last meeting was to start reviewing applicants after that cutoff date. But I think we have a full flexibility to just keep it open and keep adding applicants to the pool without eliminating anybody today based on the motions we did last time. But that's just my interpretation of where I thought the conversation was going. So just wanted to put that in there. If we feel we want to open it up, I think we have some good candidates here today, but if we feel we want to open up or extend it, I think we gave ourselves that flexibility.
Okay, so anybody else? I see no one else in the queue there. Would any of the yeses like to become noes? Regent Brooks?
Recognizing that I'm a no, it's essentially for the same reasons that you already outlined. And again, I'm not comfortable in changing the format in which the board had already voted in terms of the position of the job. I'm very comfortable with reopening. I don't have an issue with that. I'm thinking that maybe there's some middle ground that we can find here, and so that we are able to craft a motion to reopen up the search, and at the same time maintain that the position will be held in Las Vegas, so that we can have a stronger pool of candidates if that's the major concern. And I'll leave it at that.
So, Council, what would be your recommendation to move forward?
Regent Brooks, are you requesting a motion of any sort?
So, I guess, just in terms of clarification, right, if there's another motion that can be made on top of this, then what I would do is make a motion so that we reopen up the search, but we leave the parameters in place that were approved and voted on by the board in the last meeting. And if, I guess I'll start there.
Tina Ressam, Deputy General Counsel, for the record, if the search is failed, so if you move to fail the search, you can also maintain those six individuals that are on the list today. So that could be part of a motion. The motion could also include a motion to take it back before the board to change the parameters. If it's simply reopened, you're within those parameters of what the current existing job description is. So you have to decide, are you going to fail the search, or if you are reopening? And if it's failed, the six candidates will still be maintained by Human Resources as eligible, viable candidates.
So if we fail the search and we maintain the six candidates who have made it through this far, does it change any of the parameters in terms of what the board had voted on in the last meeting in June?
Tina Ressam, Deputy General Counsel, for the record. At that point, no. There would have to be a motion that goes back before the full board for reconsideration of the job description and the job location.
And that's exactly what I think one of my objectives would be to prevent, right? So that we can continue with the process and move forward as quickly as we can, because there is an urgency to getting somebody into the slot, but I also understand the importance of making sure that it's the right person. But I don't believe that we can continue to rely on the existing framework that we have. We need to get an attorney in. So I will make a motion then to fail the search.
Do we have a second?
Anna.
Who is that? Just a random voice. Okay.
So, Mr. Chairman, Regent Moran. So the question for council would be, if I was to second the motion, which is the motion to fail the search, we would then hypothetically go to item number six, which is new business, to discuss what we want to do with regards to either moving forward with the search, as is or referring this matter back to the board to consider parameters. Is that correct? Is that okay? So what I'm going to do is I'm going to second, which is kind of unusual, but interesting from a legal standpoint. Commissioner Brooks, geez, I'm never going to get over this. Board member Brooks, it's a lateral. Board member Brooks, I'll go ahead and support the motion to fail the search, and we can have a more robust discussion, I guess, in item number six relative to what that looks like ultimately.
We have a motion and a second, and I have a comment from Regent Geddes.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and I do want clarification, I guess, is when we discussed it and we set the timelines, we thought it was an aggressive timeline, and we said that we would start reviewing applications that were received by a certain date, but we didn't set a closing date for that search, and we had the authority to extend it as we wanted without having to fail the search per se. And that's, you know, we've gotten certain applications, we review them, we want to keep getting more applications. I'm not sure that we actually have to fail it. But that's my basic question based on the motion that we took back in June.
Tina Ressam, Deputy General Counsel, for the record. I'm going to defer to Human Resources Sherry Olson. I believe she's still present at the Reno office. She may be able to give us some guidance and direction on this.
Thank you, Tina. Sherry Olson, for the record. Should we fail the search, we can move the final six or semifinalists, excuse me, to the new search. So we would maintain the status of those individuals. It would open the door to new candidates and or if we change the parameters, those who applied previously can resubmit if they are interested in doing so, depending on how and if you adjust any of the parameters of the position. If we reopen, then the status of the search remains the same. However, candidates would be able to, additional candidates would be able to apply at that point.
So I do have a point of clarification for the council. So if we take no action on this item, the way that the original motion was when we were doing the search had no end date. So me as the chair of the committee, I could say I want to keep the search open if no action takes place on this item.
Tina Ressam, Deputy General Counsel, for the record, correct.
Okay. So we don't have to take action. We can reopen it then. Okay. Bridget Del Carlo.
Thank you, Chair Carter. I just want to say I think it would be fair to do it that way since we're all over the board here today to Ms. Olson just explained how that would work. I wasn't quite sure myself, but I mean, I feel like we have six good candidates. I mean, they've obviously been through the screen with Human Resources and the chair of the committee. And, but I really am not prepared today to, we don't have any kind of scoring sheet or parameter how to even score those six. So if we at a future meeting, I don't know if that's under new business, but we really need some rubric how to determine that final candidate. So I'm comfortable with the motion that, God, I don't remember who made it, but I think John, you made a second, or Regent Moran made the second on that. So, and then we can open it and then hopefully it'll come to the board to check the parameters because we shouldn't limit it to just Las Vegas when we've got the majority of the cabinet is up in the north. So it doesn't matter if they're in Nevada or in Elko to me or Las Vegas or Reno. We're all accessible. So thank you.
So respectfully, Regent Brooks, and you can keep your motion if you would like, but if you withdraw your motion, it'll just go back up and be a search just like it was never closed. Because it's, I think he was listed.
Yeah, so the option is to withdraw the motion or keep the motion that Regent Moran had seconded, which places us in a position that seemed to be one which everything stays the same anyhow, and we discuss things in new business.
It stays the same both ways. So if it passes, your motion does the exact same thing as if we take no action, because I'll just have it relisted.
I will keep the motion on the table.
Okay.
In the spirit of Regent Moran and I coming to a meeting of the minds and working collaboratively to try to adjust this.
We have a motion and a second, and I see no more comments, so we'll have a roll call vote.
Could you repeat the motion so we understand what we're voting on? Thank you.
The
Councilor Regent Brooks?
Well, sure, Regent Brooks. So the Regent Del Carlo, the motion that I made was to fill the search, which puts us, I believe, in a solid position to be able to maintain the six applicants that we have and reopen the search for others. Essentially, by failing it, that's one way of getting that done.
Thank you.
And let's have our roll call vote.
Chair Carter?
Yes.
Vice Chair Geddes?
No.
Regent Brooks?
Yes.
Regent Del Carlo?
Yes.
Regent Moran?
Yes.
Regent Perkins?
Yes.
The motion carries.
Motion carries. We're on to number six, new business. Regent Moran.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, thank you. Well, you know, I think the nice thing about today is you can clearly see that we have a board that is committed to not doing the easy thing, because the easy thing today would have been to select one of the six finalists and move on. But the harder thing to do is to do more work. And to sit and to listen to Regent Brooks and Perkins and Del Carlo and the chair speak, it's nice that we can have this type of a dialogue and try to get consensus. So I would applaud the committee and the hard work of the committee to get us to where we are today. And I think that we all know that this is a really important hire for us at the end of the day. And so I think that this has been a very, very good conversation. As for the item that I would like to see go back is, Mr. Chairman, I would like to see this particular item be fast-tracked to our next agenda, whether it's a special meeting or it's our quarterly board meeting, to consider the parameters of the search. And I'm not certain how quickly we can get that back on, but maybe we could find that out here shortly. But My thoughts are I would like to see this search be conducted in a manner that would allow an individual to reside anywhere in the state. And I think that that's something that I just, again, in my experience, I've seen that has worked. And it's something that I think would I just don't want to put ourselves in a position where we are not considering a candidate because that candidate can't move because they're geographically limited or they've got roots in the particular community that they live in. So I think that we'll be able to accomplish the goals of what we've set out to do, which is find the best person for the job. And I think that we will also be able to give ourselves a few more applicants to consider in the process.
Okay.
And I think that will accomplish the original spirit and intent of what, why, and how we're doing to bring this particular lawyer on board to represent the board's interests.
Very good. Thank you, Regent Moran. Any other new business? I would like to add into new business the consideration of an external search firm. Anything else? Seeing no more new business, we'll move on to item number 7, public comment. Do we have public comment in Las Vegas? Seeing none, do we have any public comment in Reno?
We do.
Hello, good afternoon. Kent Irvin, ERVIN, State President of the Nevada Faculty Alliance. I'd like to take this opportunity to address items of general concern to the Board of Regents and ENSHE. First, the Interim Finance Committee is meeting on this Wednesday and will transfer $373 million from the American Rescue Plan Act to the State General Fund. This amount is based on state revenue losses due to the pandemic, and the funds may be used to offset budget cuts to governmental services. ENSHE should be advocating for use of the ARP funds to backfill the ENSHE operating budget cuts for the current and next biennium until the post-pandemic economy recovers. And she should also be advocating with the IFC and the governor's office for full restoration of employee health care benefits in the public employees benefits program to pre-pandemic levels, prioritizing lower deductibles, lower out-of-pocket maximums, lower co-pays, all to pre-pandemic levels, but also restoration of the long-term disability insurance benefit that was eliminated. Since July 1st, if an ENSHE employee becomes permanently disabled, which could happen at any time, they have no income safety net. Although only tens of state employees need to go on permanent disability each year, discounting the necessity of LTD, long-term disability insurance, for that reason is like saying that the only people who benefit from homeowners' fire insurance are those whose homes actually burned down. On a second point, the State Board of Health is meeting on Friday to consider mandatory COVID vaccinations for students. Nationally, 736 at last count, colleges and universities are mandating vaccinations for the fall semester, which begins next week. The Board of Regents has not acted on this important matter. I encourage regents to support testing and vaccinations with the Board of Health and institutional presidents. Vaccinations now are the surest way to ensure a safe fall and avoid disruption of in-person instruction. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other public comment in Reno? Any other virtual or?
There is not.
Okay. Any other, no virtual or emailed or anything?
No, there is not.
This concludes this meeting. Thank you.